mixtape, you know, a synergy of different inputs that made it what it is, and it's good. And I'm really proud of it, and I'm glad to have been a part of it. You know, Gorilla News Network are definitely putting in work.
You know, you mentioned something, and if you're just tuning in, it's 94.1 KPFA Hard Knock Radio. Also, Radio X in Seattle, KFCF in Fresno. We're talking with Paris, and we're having a community listening party. Sonic Jihad is the name of the album. It's something that's been in the making for a very long time.
Right.
You know, this whole thing of censorship seems to be an overriding theme that comes in the community. And maybe you could comment a little on that. And what I'm looking at is a real disparity. In the sense that we have artists that do black-on-black crime and drive-bys every day on records.
Right.
That get played by major corporations.
Right.
When the criticism comes, they go to the artists and very rarely the corporations that house them. At the same time, people might look at your album and say, well, this is kind of inflammatory. You're talking about George Bush. He's a popular president, yada, yada, yada. We're at war.
But a popular president to who?
Well, yeah. That's always questionable. But I'm just saying.
And
I'm
according to what? A CNN Gallup poll?
Well, hear what I'm saying.
Nobody I know been polled.
So hear what I'm saying. So they might say something like yours is just so overtly political. We can't really get with that. But then I guess somebody like Jahi, for example, you know, just in
good
here
that
last
right.
week, he does an album and he does a song about love.
Mm-hmm.
And a major corporation, and I'm going to let him explain that as he tries to resolve it, they want a sense of that. You know, they want to pull out a line in his song where he says, I imagine a world where we don't need Army, Navy, Marines, or any military.
Mm-hmm.
Major corporations said we can't allow this to be aired. And it's not a radio company, but this is a sponsoring thing. Wanted them to change the lyrics. And I keep saying to myself, now here's a guy who's dreaming about a peaceful world. They want a sense of that. Here you are talking politicalness. Mm-hmm. They want a sense of you.
Right.
And then when you go bitch ho and everything else.
And pimp.
And pimp. Full platform. What's going on? Is this...
These corporations are obviously... They're not beneficial to us, and I keep reiterating that, you know, every time I get the opportunity to. Hip hop is being not hip hop necessarily, but black culture, which is now pop culture, is being dictated by white corporations, right? And it is not in the best interest of these corporations that already have a history of exploitation to do right by us. You know, when you see billions and billions and billions of dollars be allocated for defense spending and be allocated for war, but yet schools are dilapidated around the country, and, you know, you have to ask yourself, is this something that just happens by coincidence, or is this a part of a deliberate attempt to keep an undereducated, working, subservient working class of people, basically a working class for corporations. Is that what the end objective is? Do they really want analytical thinkers? Do they really want people who are educated, who may question, you know, the inequalities and the injustices that exist?
Well, that's something to think about.
And so when you combine that with the fact that they know that art is as influential as it is, and that hip-hop is so massive on a global scale, when you combine it with that, then... It is easy to connect the dots. I mean, when we were doing it back, you know, when me and you first met, you know, 15 years ago or something, it was a struggle to get hip hop played. I remember being on the road and hearing stations would call, you know, call IDs saying,
"We
no
play
hip hop,
right?
You know, no hip hop, this and that." They, you know, they gave it no love at all. You couldn't see it on TV. You know, it's sandwiched in between Donnie Simpson on BET. You might see some. You know, something.
Right.
But in general, it wasn't as omnipotent as it is now. You know, and I have to say that because it really does touch every element of popular culture. You hear, you know, Neptune's beats and McDonald's commercials, and, you know, you see Pepsi bouncing down the street. And all.
Well, look at the look at the investment that was made even by the Republican Party to set up those hip-hop Republican chapters and campuses, even Howard University. Right. So, you know, it's definitely, you know, Ford Foundation is in town today meeting with a bunch of folks from all over the country. So it's a big thing. It's a real big thing. Let me do this. You mentioned a lot of things about corporations and the role that they play. And so I want to play a cut off this album.
Okay.
It's called Evil. Okay, want to set it up for us and tell everybody what it's about?
This song was inspired actually by a song that I did with the Conscious Daughters, where we put a song together that told the story of the AIDS virus from the point of view of the virus.
Okay.
You know, and hey, this is what I'm trying to get into, and this is how I plan on getting you, basically. And Evil is done in that same vein, where basically I have taken on the persona of evil, and this is how it's affected us since we've been here.
Okay. If people want a copy of the album, Sonic Jihad, and also these nice bumper stickers, these are some fly bumper stickers. It says, "Who is able to make war with the beast?" Has your name, Paris, in it. The album has your picture on the side, and it has George Bush on the other side. You have him looking like a devil. Is that? Is
I
that?
Do
is,
anything to him. Man, you put that out there.
Well, it does. It makes you. It looks like a devil on here.
You know, if
that's what we see, that's what we see. Huh?
If the hoof fits.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you want a copy of this album and this bumper sticker, you know, give us a call, 848-510-848-4425. And we got my man William over here. So William's going to take your calls. And what he'll be looking for is for you to name off 10 positive rappers.
There you go.
10 positive rappers. So 848-4425. And let's check out this song, Evil, from Paris.
A guerrilla funk orchestrated counterattack. Formulate and infiltrate them so the people react. See, if I was wicked, I would pick and stick to a plan. To rule the world and trick them, this is how it began. See, I'd have to find a way to keep the people enslaved. Behave, teach the babies, it's my way of the grave. And start with the body, work and labor for free. And give them fake religion so they worshiping me. And see, when the free labor play out, I let it go. But only after I made enough to control. Then I tell them that the afterlife is better than this. And that they should love their enemies when faced with contempt. I persist with some history that I would rewrite. In a school system where I keep the money too tight. I let them all know just where they belong in my world. Turn the boys into felons, making hookers a girl. Swirled up in my plan, build jails to keep. All my prisons full of n***a, have them working for free. See, with ghetto economics in check, I keep them broke. Teach them only to respect sports, music, and dope. Control the content of lyrics, not only the sound. Of sex, dope, and murder in a song is allowed. Tell them things, every move that they make. And that black is dirty, so they never try to be great. Can you relate? I'd laugh, watch them murder for scraps. Set it up so they die over crack I provide. Do it right, and I see they try to be like me. Try to be the biggest G up in these murderous streets. I teach manhood means how many women you. How many babies you can make responsibility duck? A job, real men are pimps, that's what I teach. And if bitches want a trip, then if bitches get beat. I see it all through, never lose and pass a new law. Give them three strikes so the men are constantly gone. Yeah, if I was evil, they would think I do no wrong. See, it's lethal how I keep them in their place so long.
I got my eyes on you and all the things that you do. Some closing eyes for my sin. All the evils around me. So what I'm supposed to do when I can see right through? Expose the lies and snatch the sheets. Fight the evils around me.
After all is said and done here and I could afford, I concentrate deeply on controlling abroad. And think about a way to take control of their land. I create a virus made to murder people in mass. Last time was Tuskegee, but now it's for real. House Bill 1509, no, would just kill. With germs that would murder with sperm and blood drips. And kill them all, worse it than burn, they die quick. See to understand, you can witness the plan.
hand through the green monkey sham. They would think it began. And while we argue over the cost, they'd all die. With generations all being lost with no fight. I continue with the pain, make it all so plain. I manipulate the market for my capital gain. Keep the people all broken, confused, and underclass. Give my homies all executive bonuses through the crash. And if the heat get too hot, I plant a bomb or wreck a plane just like Hitler back in the day. And scare all the people, they forget about me. They forget about elections and the way that we cheated. See me blame it on a foreigner and non-white men. Celebrate my Gestapo with a positive spin. Then manipulate the media, it's U.S. first. Get the stupid public to agree with my words. Then I make the play, taking all their freedoms away. Incarcerate anybody that'll get in my way. Make them censor any media that challenge the mold. Give them bullshit shows, just like Anna Nicole. Control the message in the music, it's gangster for show. Give them diamonds, never tell them about the conflict zone. Never tell them about the murder in Sierra Leone. Never tell them how the diamonds make a murder they own. It's all too easy. If I was evil, that's how I rock it. Make sure that my propaganda won't ever stop it. Got 120 channels, but it's nothing to watch. Now 11:55 be the time on the clock, believe.
And you don't hear none of those stations for hip-hop and R&B playing them. Ask why. In fact, where are those stations today? Somebody better ask somebody that. The people that's most affected by this war are the so-called hip-hop generation.
The army is the best kept secret in the world. And every soldier gets his or her own private room. You can forget that old brown boot image of the army. It's a job like anything else. You'd love it.
I remember how it started, remember the time. I was watching Rap City about 8:45. Commercial said the military giving money for school. Caught the bus up to my campus, they were signing recruits. And met this dude named Diablo, some kind of vet. He explained the situation, told me what to expect. He
now
said,
"Now we'll help you pay for college and train you for work."
Said I could take computer classes and could quit if I want. But best of all was the fact that I'd have my own I had my own space and had my own place to kick it. On top of that, I travel and visit the world. Hell, Diablo said the women overseas was the pearl. Didn't even call my girl. Let's get it on for show. Signed my name, took some tests, and I was out of the dough. A true soldier for America, ready to go. On the road, a vacation will be good for the soul.
What they say now, they like what they say for show, for show. They don't play when they come to war. They get down, down, get down.
I showed up at basic training, but what a mistake. Cause this motherfucker yelling at me all in my face. In this 30X between 50 men in the room. Running laps up in the mud at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm scrubbing toilets, doing laundry, and feeling the pain. If I didn't know no better, I think boy was my name. Same bullshit line, so many bit for me. Got a twisted up in this illusion of freedom. I'm out tomorrow, made up my mind. Everything Diablo said I'm finding out was a lie. That's when my unit got the call. The commander-in-chief wanted ground troop assignments, keeping peace in the east. What a relief. I'm thinking finally something new. Shipped us off, and 20 hours later we was en route. Touchdown around 11, the desert was brutal. Then the ground split and caught us by surprise from the shooting. Seen him blow the spine out his back. In the minefield, we was reeling from the attack. Seen the MO's hand upon the receiver, still attached. When the arm on it set off the beacon, then I mashed through the first truck. Blood and guts splash in my face. Cut the kids down, couldn't have been no older than 8. What the f*** is going on? Who we fighting and why? Killing kids, killing killers. Who the f*** is supplying? I'm crying out for protection, but none of it came. So I dumped in all directions till the heater was drained. But that night vision wasn't helping us win. Caught around a friendly fire, but it wasn't so friendly, we simply got lucky. Headed back to the base, seeing soldier rape a woman, shot a dead in the face. Guts up to my clothes, body parts galore. If this a peacekeeping mission, I ain't ready for war. And now I'm back home bitter and sick and contagious. And I'm knowing we some bullies, that's why everyone hate us. Still broke in a mother. This
starving. And that job training is only good for the army. I guess I should have been a CO and kept up a file. Should have listened when my homie said we murder for oil. Now I'm fucking with this wheelchair, ain't nothing the same. And I'm knowing confrontation's more than video games. War is pain. Bringing you back what you're missing, hip hop. Hard truth.
So, we come back through the days of nades up, black fish raised up. We stay rough, come this way, cuz the game can't stay away from the main stuff. Still bust when we ride, still game, still bust anytime. Fame, still rhyme under pressure, still banging, still prime, wet you, still aiming, still put a fist in the system, still killer, killer cop, still win, still be the one to expose the beast. When it's still un-American to be for peace, revenge is a thief best served with steel. If it's on, then let's get it on for real. Can't shut us up, cut us down, never regret. Bush, I'ma say it loud, raising a fist, we all are
freedom. Freedom, 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 freedom.
This is how we ride and roll.
Bobby G'd up, G'd up, ready to get freed up. Banging on the system, ready to turn the heat up. Malcolm X cocktail, ready to burn the streets up. Holla if you hear me, big homie, it's time to eat something. Picture me rolling, we Paris and Chuck's beat up. Dickies and white teed up, throwing them OGs love. Listen up, rule number one is no snitching. Switch up and you gon' have to eat a clip up till you hit up.
Reality is poverty, police brutality. How I came into this revolutionary mentality. Coming up in my hood, it's an everyday thing. Hungry and starving, that's why this bang. The OGs put me up on the shoes of the game. Ain't no wins in the street if you coming up lame. That's why I walk how I walk and I claim what I claim. Red, black to the cream with a gangster lane.
Straight beat up, gorilla punk with the Captain D meet up. Throw it up, pick it back and hold freedom. And if you're tired of all the talking, let's see something. Get gangster with it. Straight beat up, gorilla punk with the Captain D meet up. Throw it up, pick it back and hold freedom. And if you're tired of all the talking, let's see something.
Put it back on the map. With power, a path to return the ground. While I'm talking, gorilla funkin'. And now we're back and I'm rapping the back, I'm off again. While I'm spitting, got a tripper, we watch the face. They keep us living, I keep giving them records to break. They never master me, they never master P. While we blast our ass until we get a piece.
Bring it up.
Well, again, I'm at number one. And P-Dog the bus. And God we trust. A death jam, we're not the death jam. We ride through Western justice, brush fires aside.
What you mean?
Self-sense and self-defense. Now, representing with bow through the crowd. Been around, around, you can't ignore the sound. We still sing for the purpose of rage.
Straight beat up, gorilla funk with the Chuck D meet up. Throw it up, if you're back and forth, freedom. And if you're tired of all the talking, let's see something. Get gangster with it. Straight beat up, gorilla funk with the Chuck D meet up. Throw it up, if you're back and forth, freedom. And if you're tired of all the talking, let's see something. Get gangster with it.
We'll be right back.
again. That's why we conspire so you never win. Keep it calmer when we ride so you never sin. In between the eyes so you never mend. Feel things in the front, be the first to bust. GorillaPunk.com, who you gon' trust? With all this talk about the war, they forgetting us. Broke schools and abuse make the news a must. Holla back, a pig in these killer wars. Around the world, every border, it's the same story. Anywhere that is color, it ain't never peace. Africa, South America, and Middle East. Moving packs, bust back at these double foes. Reach first, make the heat spurt so he knows. No blood for the rich, they've been exposed. Now it's power to the people everywhere I go. And everybody's saying,
freedom, freedom.
Man, I'm feeling that, man. 94.1. I'm going to take a couple of your calls, 848-4425. So you really stuck with the West Coast flavor, man. You really brought that funk back, man, in a big way as well.
That's what I grew up on.
You know, it's interesting, and I got to give the Uhuru Maggot major props for that, you know, because I've been really doing a lot of work around some of this music, and there is no doubt about it. Hip-hop is a funk expression.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you really bring that out with that music.
Absolutely.
I mean, so, I mean, with that very, like you said, you grew up on it or with...
Yeah, that's it, man. I mean, you know, all of my earlier influences were funk-based, you know, mm-hmm. from the Barcades to Rick James to the time that
we should let everybody know you produced this.
Yes.
See, Paris is not just the rapper, he's the producer.
Right.
So you go in there and do the whole shadizzle.
That's what makes it take so long. But by the same token, that's really what makes it an extension to me.
You know, also on that record, a lot of people might not know, and I think it's a kind of a landmark cut because you had three pillars in the hip hop community: Public Enemy, Chuck D, Flavor Flav, Dead Prez, you know, M1 and Stick, and yourself.
And Cam.
So right. you had the four things right. on that thing. I mean, what is it like bringing those four, you know?
Man, these are people that really is long overdue, honestly. This entire record was a collaboration that was a long time coming.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I hear artists put out records nowadays that who are supposed to be soloists that have, you know, 12 or 15 guests on it, and it sounds like a compilation more often than not. So I was trying to avoid that,
mm-hmm.
but still only really get down with artists that represent where I'm coming from.
I mean,
Capleton is on there, too.
That's right. I mean, that was the reggae artist.
Right. And so, you know, it really just represents a record that I believe is necessary.
Okay.
In this political climate, it's necessary medicine. Not preachy, though. You know, I definitely try to keep it going and try to give you food for thought along with bomb ass.
Well, it's a head nodding record.
Right on, man.
You know,
thank
and everybody I've seen who've heard it like it.
Cool.
Let's take some calls, and I think we got Dennis out of Fairfax. How you doing?
Wonderful, thanks very
hey,
much.
Dennis.
How are you guys doing today?
What's happening, man? How you doing?
Good.
Right,
good.
Great, thank you. I just wanted to say hey and let you know again how appreciated your show always is and how relevant I thought today's conversation in particular is. I've had this conversation with my friends on numerous occasions of how ironic it is that corporate America is so basically in charge of black culture and dictates so much of black culture, and then the ability they have had to keep so many young black men with basically the windows down and the system up, not really thinking about how many members of the black community along the way are benefiting from the bling and the dubs. And at the same time, to thank Paris and tell him how excited it is to hear him again. And to wish him the best of luck, and please continue your mission.
I will do that.
And there are other people
much.
Out here who don't rap, but do other things, because it's a multifaceted approach that's needed now.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
To really change the course that we're on, yep. Whether you're black or white or wherever you come from, Marin County like myself or Oakland, we're all in this together. And please, Paris, continue your struggle. And thanks again for your show.
Indeed,
okay,
man.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you very much.
And he's right. You know, I mean, everything counts. And I think one of the things that you said, cultural expression is a major, major part of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people don't always like to recognize it, but obviously people know it makes a difference, because look at how much is invested in cultural expressions to sell an idea
exactly.
or a product,
exactly.
you know?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if you know, De Beers and some of these diamond corporations were behind a lot of this music.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who contributes what. And, you know,
well, all you had to do was see making the band.
Well, coming from finance also
mm-hmm.
enables me to really see who's investing in what and what, you know, what a lot of the real story is behind.
Right, right.
You know, the veneer.
and it ain't pretty.
So, you know, when you see record after record after record talking about blinging and talking about diamonds, and people are dying over diamonds in Africa, and for example, in Sierra Leone, in conflict regions, to sell diamonds to these corporations illegally.
Well, let me give folks a little game on something so they know. Recently, major record label paid an artist $20 million. Interscope was willing to put down $20 million for this artist to do basically an advertisement, a song for a particular, I think, soft drink. The label heads got wind of it, stepped into it, removed the artist from it, and cut the deal with the company itself, and said, we got a whole stable of artists. We'll make one of them do the record. You give us the $20 million. So that's how the game is being played now. So a lot of this is product placement with big-time money, $20 million,
well,
you know.
And that's, you know, so that's, when you keep in mind, man, that there's that much money on the table, they're not going to run the risk of somebody making a record that could be, I mean, of endorsing a record that could be viewed as inflammatory by somebody.
Right.
You know? And so a record like Sonic Jihad is actually a relief for me, you know, because I'm coming into it knowing already that there's no love coming from certain sectors, which is cool with me because that enables me to take the gloves off and really get down like I want to.
Right. You know, so, and you're not trying to really,
you know, and you don't have one foot in commercial radio water, and, you know, and I can't cuss, you know, and I got to watch what I say, and hopefully I don't offend the GM and that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like this, hey, man, this is what it is. This, like I said, to me is necessary medicine for the game, and it represents, you know, the flip side of the coin.
Right. Let's get another call. Josh out of Oakland. What's happening?
Hey, not much. Enjoying the show, guys.
Hey, Josh. Good. What's happening, man?
You already kind of addressed some of what I wanted to bring up, but, you know, in Oakland, you guys are often addressing straight to a black community out there. But, you know, you go two blocks, and it's a totally different community. Mm-hmm. And
so that's the Bay Area, man.
Here I am, you know, hearing all this hip-hop, and especially this show has brought me back into hip-hop, but what mostly brought me back in is all those very, very pertinent issues you guys are bringing up. And I was wondering, it made me think, did you have a particular target audience in mind when you're making this? And
man,
have you been working with a lot of other groups?
Just the ones that were mentioned, you know, Public Enemy and Dead Prez and Cam and Capleton.
But I think
as far as
the target audience goes, man, it's just anybody who's fed up with things as they exist. And who's tired of having, you know, their culture dictated to them by corporations that don't care about them, and tired of the state of commercial radio, and tired of hip-hop, who know hip-hop for what it could be as opposed to what it is. And, you know, I've been in the game for a minute, so I'm coming from a vantage point of having been exposed to hip-hop when it was at the top of its game.
Right.
You know
what
I'm
saying? The golden era.
Yeah, there you go. And so, you know, when I hear a lot of what's going on now, I can't necessarily fault the artists, because artists to me are like children.
Well, yeah, and you know? you got now in place. You got the same executives that you had to deal with, and cut through the mud with, and really wrestle with,
right,
to try and get some sort of parity. That are now still in charge, except now they're talking to 16, 17, 18
right,
year olds.
Right.
And they're playing the same game.
Right.
And so it becomes.
And I already took their lumps from me. So they can just put the wood on somebody else.
Right. You know, we're running out of time. So quickly,
yes.
I don't want people to forget. I know, and I apologize for not getting to everybody, but I know there's a few
that
people that's
Josh,
been called.
Man, right on for calling, Josh.
Thank you, Josh. But I know Curtis from Petaluma wants to know where to get the album at.
The album is going to be available everywhere on September 23rd. It's not out right now. Like I said, you know, you my folks, you get the advance.
Okay.
You know, before I break bread with anybody, it's going to be with you. The album is available on September 23rd. It's called Sonic Jihad. And like I said, this hopefully will be a turning point in the game.
Okay. And also, we encourage people to go to the website, GorillaFunk.com.
Exactly. GorillaFunk. www.GorillaFunk.com. It doesn't matter how you spell gorilla.
Okay. Yeah, you're smart on the internet thing.
There you go.
So, once again, Paris, we want to thank you.
Right.
And
thank you.
Before we go, man, anybody you going for on the recall, man? You going for Arnold Schwarzenegger? Oh, no, you already
what recall?
You already.
What recall?
Oh, so you saying this is some thievery going on?
I don't know. There is no recall, man. You ain't heard the news today?
No. Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, I mean,
you know, it's been postponed, put it that way. But I'm just tired of hearing about it.
Okay.
Honestly. Gary Coleman getting my vote.
I hear. None of them stack up.
Not at all.
Want to thank everybody for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. We're going to do our segment tomorrow, How to Beat Bush. But we're going to be dealing with it from the Latino perspective tomorrow.
Okay.
So be on.
Absolutely.
Peace, everybody.
Right on. Peace.
On September 20th, buses will leave 11 U.S. cities, including Oakland, San Francisco, and San Jose, in a trip inspired by the 1961 Freedom Rides of the Civil Rights Movement. The caravans will converge in Washington, D.C., then continue to New York City to join a half-million-person rally in the shadow of the Statue of Liberty on October 4th. I'm Martha Benitez with the East Bay Alliance. I want to invite you to be part of the Immigrant Workers Freedom Ride, a national mobilization.